from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo, and I'm reporting from just north of one of the busiest border crossings in the world, the San Ysidro Port of Entry. We're going to continue our look into life along the California-Mexican border, and that story is going to come to you in just a moment. But first, we begin by looking at the U.S. Senate. That's where senators are deciding whether to confirm the Attorney General nomination of Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions. We're joined now by Marisa Lagos of KQED's Government and Politics Desk. And Marisa, a lot of people were watching what Senator Dianne Feinstein was going to do during this debate.
That's right. And she came out very strongly this morning in opposition to Sessions' nomination. She talked about how the ideal attorney general is independent, and she doesn't think that he is going to be. Let's listen.
I have no confidence that Senator Sessions will do that. Instead, he has been the fiercest, most dedicated, and most loyal promoter in Congress of the Trump agenda.
And this comes after a lot of outrage over that immigration executive order last week, and also protest outside of Senator Feinstein's house by a lot of San Franciscans and Bay Area residents who were really angry about what they perceived as her potential support for this nominee.
Now, do you think it was the pressure by these California activists, or did her view of Sessions somehow fundamentally change?
She repeatedly referenced in this morning's hearing a Washington Post story that ran yesterday that really talked a lot about how instrumental Sessions was in that immigration executive order that's been so controversial, as well as sort of his just overreaching power within the Trump administration. And it sounds like she's very concerned about that sort of lack of independence on his part and, you know, how closely he has been in crafting policies that she's already opposed to.
Marisa Lagos of KQED's Government and Politics Desk. Marisa, thank you.
My pleasure.
We're going to turn now to housing. California's Department of Housing and Community Development has issued its first statewide assessment report since 2000. Now, back then, according to the U.S. Census, the median cost of rent was about $800. Do you think that rent has gone up? From Fresno, here's Central Valley reporter Vanessa Roncagno.
The report found California builds less than half the new homes it needs, and that's not the only bad news.
About a third of all California renters today are paying more than 50% of their income toward rent.
Ben Metcalf is director of California's Department of Housing and Community Development.
And we're seeing home ownership rates also at the lowest levels that they've been since World War II.
The report suggests there are big consequences. When you factor housing in, California has the highest poverty rate in the country. Housing instability affects people's health and kids' academic performance. And as people move farther from jobs, long commutes increase pollution. Overall, the report finds, the lack of housing costs the California economy almost $240 billion a year. Public comment continues in cities around the state until March 4th. A final housing assessment is expected to be ready for policymakers to consider this summer. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Roncagno in Fresno.
We're going to stay on the subject of housing as we look at life along the California-Mexican border, and this, the beginning of the Trump era. The president has made border security a key plank of his administration, and many in his administration have made it clear they want to curb the flow of immigration. Meanwhile, in Mexico, they want more Americans, and that's on top of the already 50,000 who live in Tijuana, according to the Mexican government. Many of those are Californians, Californians like Enrique Gutierrez, a U.S. citizen. He works as a nurse in nearby Chula Vista.
Yeah, I'm actually on my way to work right now.
You're running late? Just real quick, why did you move here?
It's better because I save a lot more money. So, I mean, I want to probably open up my restaurant one day. So I'm save up money, buy some property, and go forward from there.
It seems everyone in Tijuana is becoming a foodie nowadays. Once it was prescription drugs that lured Americans, mainly seniors. And, of course, American teenagers have been coming to Tijuana's nightclubs for years. But now it's food that is bringing dudes. Dudes in V-neck t-shirts wearing Ray-Ban sunglasses. Dudes like American David Kopulitz. He often leaves his neighborhood in San Diego's Banker Hill to come to Tijuana's Telefonica.
Which is this like cool, hip gastropark, the food trucks and all. And they've got some music playing. And they've got like the community tables. They've got ramen.
That ramen game is on point, according to Kopulitz, who says Tijuana caters to the American crowd.
I don't look like I speak Spanish, so people just speak to me in English, you know, and It's awesome, man. It's easy. It's right there. I literally said yesterday, I love living in San Diego because I was there.
Copulate suggested I go check out a place called Caesar's to get a Caesar salad. I can report it was delicious. I also got pasta and bread and 5 bottles of soda water for less than $15. The prices, cuisine, and lifestyle are catering to a crowd who pays in dollars, not pesos. Throughout downtown, there are big signs pointing to this dollar migration, literally billboards in English, advertising San Diego amenities at Tijuana prices. And that brings us back to Enrique Gutierrez. He lives in one of those apartments that's advertised on those billboards. And as he chases the American dream in this, a Mexican border city, I ask him what he thinks of Donald Trump's slogan, America First.
America First? Well, I mean, to me, it means that, you know, white supremacists and it's his people.
Just then, another man overhears us and interjects.
But yeah, he's messing it up. He's messing things up. Instead of making it worse, better, he's making it worse.
The man you hear speaking is Ray Alvarez. He says he lived undocumented in Los Angeles for 20 years before he was deported. Now he lives in Tijuana. And his story is a reminder, not just of the deportations that have already happened, but what is expected to come. Trump supporters are hopeful that there are more deportations. And we're going to hear their voices from Southern California on tomorrow's show.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, January 31st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulvedo. Have a great day.